I'm the next presenter. My name is Marian Hooman, again at the University of Illinois, and the title of our project, which is ongoing, is Get Covered, Stay Covered, a Social Marketing Initiative to encourage community college students to sign up for insurance under the ACA. I have no relationships to disclose. So you're familiar with the background on this. The Affordable Care Act was passed in 2010, but we knew at the beginning that young adults were very important to enroll in ACA because they were needed to balance the expenses of the less healthy people who are older adults but not Medicare. We conducted this research in February to March of 2014. Our research objectives were: what predicts community college students' enrollment and maintenance in health insurance? We were really trying to push them to enroll. But at that time, it was also known that it's very important that people who were enrolled would maintain their insurance as well. Then we wanted to know what messages should be developed from these predictors. Why community college students? Well, community colleges often typically do not offer students health insurance as four-year colleges do. We're talking about non-traditional students here, those that are in workforce development. They are re-entering. They're sometimes older. Community colleges also offer and often draw a lot of minority groups, low-income groups, first-generation groups. We wanted to, an arm of this was, as I'll talk a little bit more about later, was to get these students to go home and talk to their parents about this is a good idea to engage and enroll in insurance. So that was another objective that we had. We wanted to push on the reasoned action approach. This is the newest version of the theory of planned behavior by Ashen and Fishbein, who decided in 2010 that they needed to be a little more specific in their three main components of the reason of the theory of planned behavior, which was attitudes, subjective norms, and perceived behavioral control, and the extent to which that relates to intentions then to do a behavior. So they had broken these three components down into some new areas that are not as familiar to us, called instrumental and experiential attitudes, descriptive and injunctive norms, and autonomy and capacity. And you'll see a little bit more about this in a minute. Our research questions then were: what reason, action, theory, variables predict intentions of community college students to enroll or maintain health insurance, and which of those variables predict the intentions of community college students to then talk to their parents or guardians about their parents or guardians having insurance? We sampled with a survey at six community colleges in central and southern Illinois. We sent the survey out through email, Twitter, Facebook, or a website from the college. And we had two versions that we sent out: to enroll and talk, or to maintain and talk. We got 847 community college students from that survey. The mean was 26, which is that magic age of which students can stay on their parents' insurance below that. And most of our sample was female and most were white. The demographics of that, of the racial breakdown, is actually typical for that rural area of Illinois, central Illinois. This is what our participants' health coverage looked like. You can see that a large number of them in that kind of brick colored were covered by their parent or guardian's insurance. So the ones we were really trying to reach were that 16% that had no health insurance, and we were also interested in that 16% who had government-sponsored insurance, and that means those that were on Medicaid or on some other kind of insurance that could be vulnerable to, if their situation changed, they might have to go off of insurance, and then they would have a reason to seek coverage under ACA. A little bit more about what these measures looked like then. Here's an example of a question for the experiential, which is a lot similar to the way Fishbein and Ashen thought in the past about the cognitive component. My enrolling in health insurance would help me feel good about myself. and instrumental, which is more like Fishbein and Ashen's idea of cognitive, is my enrolling in health insurance plan would be useful for my family, would be useful for society, would benefit society. Those were some of our questions. For subjective norms, descriptive means your perception of people that are important to you, what they are doing. So a typical question was, most of my friends have enrolled in a health insurance plan. And injunctive norms is what you think you should be doing. So a question on that was, most of my friends think I should enroll in a health insurance plan. For the maintenance questions, we made these basically have enrolled to maintain. So most of my friends think I should maintain my health insurance. For the perceived behavioral control component, the autonomy, this kind of new area of thinking about this, probably where the biggest difference is in the theory of planned behavior now is this recent action approach, which is autonomy and capacity. So the autonomy is that this is up to me to do this behavior. But the capacity is still similar to our old conceptions of self-efficacy, which are, I am confident that I can do this, even if it's difficult, if it's confusing, if it's expensive. I'm confident I can complete the process for enrolling in a health insurance plan. Here's our results. For those related to intentions to enroll, so they didn't have insurance, we found that instrumental attitudes and experiential were both predictors. So instrumental meaning that this would be good for society, experiential, this would make me feel good about myself if I did this. For subjective norms, injunctive, so what I think I should be doing was a predictor, but not descriptive norms. And for perceived behavioral control, neither autonomy or capacity were predictors. For students that were needing to maintain their health insurance, experiential, but not instrumental, were predictors. Neither of the subjective norms components predicted maintenance. And in perceived behavioral control capacity, not autonomy was a predictor. In terms of intentions to talk with parents, which we looked at also, everything predicted intentions to talk to parents for both groups. Both predicted intentions, both associated with that should be subjective norms, and subjective norms, both components of that predicted intentions, and for PCB, both of those components, the autonomy and capacity predicted intention. So here are some suggestions for those of you out here who might be thinking about messages for ACA and to encourage enrollment among young adults. Emphasize experiential, instrumental attitudes, and injunctive norms. And here's some examples that you could think about pushing out on Facebook or social media. Enrolling in insurance gives one a sense of security. Having insurance will be good for you and your family. And people close to you think you should enroll in insurance. For messages to promote maintenance, so keep your insurance or sign up again if you want a new plan, emphasize experiential attitudes and capacity. Keeping yourself insured increases your sense of security, and you have shown you can choose the right health insurance plan for you. How did we apply this research? We implemented a social marketing initiative in 3 Illinois community colleges plus a control group. We used a different marketing strategy for each one of those, and we're analyzing those results now, and hopefully we will have those results to report at next year's APHA meeting. We'll get to questions after we hear from our last presenter.